Welcome to Scary Savannah and Beyond, and another episode of the Tybee Island Police Blotter. But before we get started, we would like to remind you, just momentarily, of our Patreon, where you can get more content. And every single week, if you're at a certain tier, you can get a sneak peek episode, which not only do we talk about the upcoming week's episodes, so you can get an idea early as to what it's going to be about, but we sort of rant and ramble around about things.
It's kind of like a therapy session sometimes, working out all of our issues. Mental issues we both have.
I like the way you say that. The way we're working out our issues is as if you're implying that there's an issue with me you have that you're trying to sort out through.
No, it's mostly mental clutter that we're sorting through, both of us.
We have come to revelations through it,
yeah.
I will say. And it's been very therapeutic and also quite entertaining. We even talked about why we started this podcast on one of them, didn't we?
Probably.
I can't remember.
I can't remember all the things we've talked about over there.
There's so much going on. But if you sign up for that, you can get some extra bonus content about a variety of things where we feel free to talk about not only the upcoming episode, but also just whatever it is that's going on in our lives at the time. Here lately, it's been clutter, apparently, in Crystal's life and how we're trying to remove that.
As we're sitting here, I'm like, I really need to dust this ceiling fan.
I need to dust the upside down part of the fan that nobody ever sees.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised how dirty that gets.
I don't care.
Well, you should.
It's not important to me.
It causes breathing issues.
Yeah, it can. And I'll tell you this, last night I was going into my office to do something and she's like, that rug looks a lot better, don't it? Or the pink rug. And I'm like, we have a pink rug?
Yeah, I was ready to throw it away, but I ran it through the washing machine and it came out real nice.
Well, we have a pink rug.
You
I found
know
out.
We do. You call it Layla's princess rug.
Oh, that rug.
Yes. It's like a pink furry rug at the foot of our bed that Layla likes to lay on.
Well, you have to be more specific. Next time, don't just say the pink rug. Say Layla's princess mat.
Okay.
And then I'll know what you mean.
Okay. Sorry.
But that brings us to the portion of the show where we start talking about probably odors and their emission sources.
Yeah, we'll get real quick into that, I'm sure. On Monday, January 1st, one of our officers stopped a vehicle on Highway 80 for failing to signal while changing lanes. During the course of the investigation, the officer learned that the driver's license was suspended. He was then placed under arrest and charged accordingly. I really didn't know it was totally against the law to not use the signal when changing lanes.
You don't know anything about traffic violations?
I didn't know that.
You participate in so many of them?
Well, I know that you have to signal when you're turning, and I figured you were supposed to, but like, what if there's not any cars around whatsoever?
It's still against the law, and I respect that, and I use my signal because, you know, that's the kind of thing that they can use as an excuse to pull
you
over.
Well, I'm aware of that, but I wouldn't be doing anything else.
They think you might not have a license.
I have a license.
Are you sure?
We should probably look at those because they do expire eventually.
Like, wait a second. Maybe I don't have a license.
We got one a long time ago when we moved here. And so,
are they not lifetime
licenses? I don't think
so. Is it not like a season pass like we used to get to Carowinds?
Well, that's only a year.
Oh, darn.
We need to check our licenses.
Maybe
I don't have a valid driver's license.
Turns out I'm probably a felon.
On Wednesday, January 3rd, officers responded to a residence on 15th Street in reference to a report of a car crashing into a house.
Ah, Wednesdays.
While speaking with our team, the driver of the vehicle stated that he had been leaving the residence to go to the post office when he accidentally drove into the house. A report was filed and no further action was taken during this time.
Oh, man.
That would stink.
Yeah, you'd be like, well, you know what happened was, is I was going to go to the post office, you know, and mail out a few letters and perhaps some bills. And
well, that would be a waste of time anyway, because the post office is not going to take it where you want it. They're just going to put it wherever they want to.
Well, they might on the outgoing get it where it needs to go. But I tell you what, every single day, we get our mail. We have at least two or three things from people from other places that get stuffed in our mailbox.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
And it's not even the same street. It's a completely different street. It'll be like Butler Avenue.
Why does this say Boulder, Colorado?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, they just don't care. They just throw it anywhere.
But I think that this probably panned out, that he's getting in his car, driving over, and he's like, you know what? I need to get to the post office very, very fast. And puts it in drives and slams right through the front porch.
I'm picturing it as being an older gentleman who...
Why's it got to be a man? Why can't it be a lady?
Because it said he.
Well, I guess that would narrow it down.
That he had been leaving the residence.
I got so excited about this, I totally lost track of that.
The thing is, a lot of places on the island don't have mailboxes. So you have to have a P.O. box. So you have to go check your mail.
Yeah, that's a
thing. We're one of the few that actually have a mailbox for some reason.
But
it's not on or at our house. It's up the street, at the top of the street.
You have to walk to it. And apparently you can't just put a mailbox out, which we actually just did. There was one before.
It was already there. But we just got knocked over or something. Because someone knocked it
over.
A car ran into it.
That happened. We had already put our mailbox up at that point. I mean, when we first moved here.
No, there was one there and someone knocked it over. So we got a new one. And then that one got knocked over as well. And we just set that one back up.
Those hooligans, they're out here again. Those tabby
youths. It was probably the juveniles.
The juveniles.
But I imagine that was an older gentleman and he was probably getting into the car and just accidentally put it in drive instead of reverse. He probably wasn't wearing his glasses.
You know, that's actually happened to me before. Not me doing it.
Crashing into the house?
Well, into the McDonald's.
You did that?
No, I was at the McDonald's. We were there when we were kids. My mom had taken me and my brother out to the McDonald's in Gastonia, which is not real far away. That was a big deal back then. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting in the dining room, and then all of a sudden, there was like screeching tires, nonstop screeching of tires, and smoke was everywhere, and it was just billowing. And we're like, what's happening? And you heard something crash, but the tires kept squealing and everything. And then it turns out that an older person in the parking lot had apparently put their car in drive and had pushed against my mom's car out of every car in the parking lot. It was my mom's car. And instead of pushing the brake pedal,
they just pushed it
harder.
They
held down the gas pedal for like several seconds of time, enough to create this cloud of smoke. And it was an older person.
And probably panicked.
Panicked, and they just apparently didn't know the difference in their panic between the drive and the brake pedal.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thinking they're probably the kind of person that might not ought to be driving a vehicle.
Yeah, it gets to a point where you shouldn't have a license any longer.
I agree. I'm at that point right now in my life.
You are?
I don't need a license. I've got drivers.
On Thursday, January 4th, officers responded to a local rehab facility in reference to one patient throwing a vase at another, striking her in the arm.
Why do they say a local rehab facility when we all know there's only one on the island?
Yeah, we only have one. While speaking with the officers, the victim showed them a mark that was left on her arm by the vase and expressed a desire to pursue charges.
I will pursue charges.
The suspect was then placed under arrest and transported to the Chatham County Detention Center, where she was booked into custody for battery and locked up an old lady.
You ain't gonna take me alive, copper. Hold a second, I gotta go get my teeth. When I get back, they gonna have my stories on.
All I can think of is like the Golden Girls, since we've been like binging that. Yeah,
We have started binging the Golden Girls, and it's just been as amazing as I remembered it from the first 150 times I've seen each episode.
I know, it's just one of those shows that all ages like, no matter what we watched it
as kids. Who don't like Sophia?
I know.
Picture it. Sicily. 1923.
On Friday, January 5th, one of our officers was parked on the shoulder of the road monitoring traffic when he watched a vehicle back into a light pole in a nearby parking lot.
What is it with these drivers running into things?
Further investigation revealed minimal damage to the vehicle and pole. Unfortunately for the driver, however, he had an active warrant through another jurisdiction.
That's unfortunate.
He was then placed under arrest and transported to the Chatham County Detention Center to answer for his non-local warrant.
Well, we haven't had one of those in a week or two, I guess. It's about time for some of them outstanding, out-of-the-jurisdiction warrants.
If people were just more careful with their actions, they wouldn't get caught.
I wouldn't put the car in drive and smash into things in a parking lot, you know, if I was about the type that might be going to jail.
You should turn signal if you're changing lanes and you got a note and you don't have a license.
So you're saying that it's fine for you to not use turn signals because you have nothing to live for.
Exactly. And I probably don't have a valid license.
I don't have a valid license. I may have a whole bunch of firearms in the glove compartment. I don't know.
Well, I did get carded the other day and they looked at my license and didn't say anything.
Okay. The police did?
Yeah.
Were you pulled over?
Yeah.
Is this something you have yet to tell me?
You were with me. We both got carded.
By the police?
No.
I don't remember that.
By an employee of a restaurant.
Well, because that's what they do. They look at a license to determine if it's...
Well, it has to be valid.
Well, not necessarily. They look at the lines on my face. It's a formality that they look at the license.
I know that, but it seems like they'd be like, this is not a valid Georgia license.
Oh, and it would be so cool. It'd be like that commercial where the guy's like, I'm sorry, sir, but your card has been declined. Yeah.
We just like get out real quick.
Well, you can keep that thing then. And then I take off.
I know my daughter can get me one online.
Hey, they good at them fakes now.
they really are.
Got connections.
Yeah, I found several before in this house.
Yeah.
On Saturday, January 6th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle around 2 a.m. after spotting it traveling down Butler Avenue without headlights. Another rookie mistake.
That's it right there. You might not have done anything, but it's a pretty good sign that they
There's more coming.
Might be under the influence of something.
While speaking with the driver, the officer was able to smell an odor of marijuana emitting from the vehicle.
Color me shocked.
A subsequent search on probable cause revealed marijuana cigarettes and an unmarked glass vial containing several different types of pills.
Not marijuana cigarettes.
It was. Preliminary identification suggested that several of the pills were a generic form of Xanax.
What is Xanax?
Xanax?
Yeah, what is that?
It's like... something for anxiety, like calms you down, but it's like mellows
you out.
So you
mix that with marijuana, it seems like it would just make you pass out behind the wheel.
It does make you sleepy, I believe.
So
I
that might be, he probably didn't turn on his headlights because he didn't want to, you know, disturb himself as he took a nap cruising down Butler.
It's similar to something you would take before you went to the dentist to have a surgery or something.
Oh, like those pills they gave me out. When I was having those dental surgeries and you let me drive.
I did not let you drive. You're crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't even leave you in the car while I walked in the store to get the medicine.
I vaguely remember that. You're like, you're not going to leave the car, are you? If I go in here and get your shot, no. And then I might have. I don't remember. Who knows?
When asked, the driver denied having a prescription for the medication and claimed that the pills had been given to her by a friend.
They're not even my pills. I was holding on to them for her.
She was then placed under arrest and charged with drugs not in the original container and possession of a controlled substance. One of our officers stopped a vehicle for having an expired registration. During the course of the investigation, the officer learned that the driver did not have a license.
Why would you?
She was then placed under arrest and charged accordingly. Don't have a valid registration or a driver's license.
I wonder if the police of Tybee basically... See, when I do my job, I have templates. Like, things I do a lot, I have it pre-populated with information, so I just go fill in the stuff I need to do and process the things I do. I wonder if they just have, like, a handful of ticket books that already say things like, you know, no headlights, battery...
It's probably like, if the headlights are out, first check for this. If they didn't use the turn signal, there's your first question.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
It's not even a question. They just already have the ticket written out and it's ready to go. And it says at the bottom of them, it might be, now put them in handcuffs.
Right. On Sunday, January 7th, officers responded to a residence on Van Horn in reference to a fight between two men. During the course of the altercation, one of the men allegedly fired a handgun into the air before stabbing the other man in the shoulder with a folding knife. So he's got a gun in one hand and a knife in the other?
Well, actually, the knife's in the guy's shoulder now.
Well, now. The suspect was placed under arrest and charged with aggravated assault and discharging a firearm near a highway or street.
What do you think might have caused this kind of altercation?
A woman.
Wow, it didn't even take you long to think about that. You wouldn't have any, like, firsthand knowledge of this situation, would you?
You have a wound in your shoulder, or did you wound someone?
I do have one of those scars on my shoulder that, you know,
it does look like a knife fight.
It looks like I got stabbed in a bar fight, and it was more just them taking cancer off of me. But it sounds cooler to say I was stabbed with a large medieval sword in a bar fight.
Well, my first guess would either be a woman, or they were fighting over a football game.
Those were probably
because
my
it was
first
Sunday. Yeah, it was a Sunday.
It was a Sunday.
Yeah,
but they don't take NFL seriously here. If it was a Saturday,
some people do.
Who?
Not people that I know, but they could have been tourists.
Well, then it could be. It didn't specify. I guess
it didn't.
No.
Officers responded to a local motel in reference to a woman who was refusing to leave a room and check out. Once on scene, Officers spotted the woman standing on the motel room balcony, yelling racial slurs and attempting to spit on motel employees who were talking to her from the parking lot below. Officers then went to the room and knocked on the door, instructing the woman to come out and speak with them. When she refused, motel staff gave officers permission to force entry into the room.
At that time,
one of our officers kicked the door in, splitting it in half in the process.
Oh, they should have named the officer to be how cool that is.
That is so cool.
I kicked the door so hard it just tore right in half. They should have put me on American Gladiators.
Just give them the key.
Because how epic is it to kick a door in half? The woman standing on the balcony and all she hears
and they're like trying to hand him the key and he's like, I got this.
He takes it and he's like, what? That's not police work.
Once inside the room, officers placed the woman under arrest. She was then transported to the Chatham County Detention Center, where she was booked into custody on the charges of criminal trespass, disorderly conduct, and obstruction. That door was no obstruction for long.
It wasn't much of an obstruction for Officer Bigfoot.
I wonder why she wouldn't leave. Like, was she drunk?
Maybe. Well, there's usually alcohol at play in a lot of these crimes that we have found so far.
It was the morning, so.
Well, you know what they say about day drinking, right?
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. I know that.
Sad that we both know that.
That is quite a thing here. On Monday, January 8th, officers responded to a local golf cart rental company in reference to a possible stolen cart. While speaking with our team, a staff member stated that one of their customers had been arrested by the Tybee Island Police Department the day prior, and the whereabouts of the cart the customer rented were now unknown. A report was filed, and the missing cart was entered into the NCIC computer as stolen. Yeah, we talked about this briefly before. I'd seen it on Facebook, but it hadn't been in the blotter yet. So we'll find out what happens to the
missing golf cart. Oh, please tell me there's an officer that shows up and kicks a door off of a vehicle just for no reason at all. It's like
doors.
He pulls his vehicle up beside the golf cart, opens the door, and he says, get out of the vehicle. And the guy doesn't comply, so he kicks the door off of his vehicle.
Well, the guy was arrested, so the cart is on its own somewhere. We don't know where it is.
Yeah, but how's he kicking the door off in this situation?
He's not.
That's my question.
Maybe we'll have other instances of something getting kicked.
Can you make this happen, City of Tybee Police Department?
On Wednesday, January 10th, officers responded to a local convenience store in reference to a disorderly person that they wanted banned from the property. While speaking with our team, store employees pointed out a man whom they claimed constantly comes to the store and begs customers for money. The man was issued a criminal trespass notice and informed that he would be placed under arrest if he ever returned. I'm pretty sure where that was at. Do you know where it is?
I don't know where it could be, but if you give me a hint, I'd probably know.
Near the Sunday Cafe.
Yeah.
That parking lot?
Yeah. I could figure where that might be then.
Yeah. I've encountered that.
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
I've encountered that a few times. Officers responded to the Tybee Island YMCA in reference to a stolen bicycle. While speaking with our team, the victim stated that someone had taken the bike after he left it unlocked outside the business. A report was filed, and no further action was taken during this time. Rookie mistake. You always have a bike lock. And then you eventually forget what the code is to said bike lock.
And then thankfully, since you're near the ocean, the lock will just rust off after a certain amount of time, although your tires will be flat. But I would say if you looked at the blotter, there's probably a lot of people with reports of stolen or missing bikes. I would think that's probably one of the number one things that happens around here is because people just take bikes. Sometimes they don't take them to steal them to keep. They just take them because it's convenient, and they ride it somewhere and just throw it down where they are, and then it's just there.
So always lock your bike.
Always lock your bike if you care about it. If it's one of these bikes that are from a rental company on the island, they probably just have a tracer on them or drive around and find them, I would think.
Officers responded to a local bar after a man reportedly left without paying his tab. Upon arrival, the officers were directed to a secondary location nearby, where employees of the bar had the man cornered.
We got you now.
Oh, I think you could imagine this crowd.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
While speaking with employees, the officer learned that the man had accumulated a $44 tab before fleeing the scene.
What'd that be about?
But he didn't go very far. He just went to another bar.
To flee the scene means he walked across the street.
Yeah, or next door.
Or next door.
When asked, the man informed officers that he did not have the money to pay.
It seemed like a simple economic situation here. I need a relief stimulus package.
He was then placed under arrest and charged with theft of services.
Well, that'll happen to you. But, you know, $44, if that's a one-man drinking situation and he was just drinking beers, he's probably pretty well into it by that point. Unless he was drinking shots, especially if he's drinking shots at some of these bars, you can get like a $2 or $4 shot of Everclear. You could be dead halfway through that money on this island.
Maybe you got some food, too.
Yeah, probably.
I hope so.
Might have got some beer pretzel cheese. Pretzel cheese or whatever it is.
On Thursday, January 11th, while in the performance of their duties, a code enforcement officer located the golf cart, which had been reported stolen on Monday.
All I could see is the man kicking a door in. I hope that happened here.
The cart was stuck in brush near a beach crossover with a note left on the steering wheel that claimed the driver would, quote, return in the morning.
What is he, Gandalf? When the sun rises, look to the eastern sky, and I shall be coming with payment for the golf cart.
It should have said, I'll be bailed out in the morning. Remember, he's the guy that went to jail.
Whoops! Turns out, I was wrong.
The rental company was notified and responded to the scene to take custody of their cart. Hopefully it wasn't damaged.
I told you I saw a picture on one of the groups, and this may have been it. Mm-hmm. There was a golf cart. It was black, so I don't know if that's the one, but it was near brush, and it was like on its side.
Oh.
Like a little bit of an embankment. It's just like that.
Maybe so, that's where the guy got arrested.
Well, you know, sometimes these things happen.
While on patrol, one of our officers located the bicycle, which had been reported stolen from the YMCA on Wednesday.
They're cracking all the cases.
They are. The bicycle was then transported to the Tybee Island Police Department, where it was stored for safekeeping until it was retrieved by the owner.
I thought you were about to say where it was marked for destruction.
No.
And then Officer Bigfoot walked in and says, I've been waiting for this day my whole life. Smash.
One of our officers stopped a vehicle on Highway 80 for having a defective tag light. While talking with the driver, the officer noticed that his eyes were watery and that he slurred his words as he spoke.
Tag light?
What's a tag light?
Tag light.
So those are also required by law, huh?
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing you don't even know is an issue until you get pulled over.
Whoever checks their tag light?
Same people that don't check their tire pressure light.
Well,
or the oil change light.
Hey,
what are
we
up to now? About 500,000 miles?
I do have an oil change scheduled this week. I really do.
Okay, yeah, you did a few weeks too.
Well, we had a storm.
Like it was, you know, 10 mile an hour winds, and you're like, well, I can't go out now.
I was not going out in the wind.
I'm wearing these beanies. They'll blow off my head, and then people will see my hair.
I will look cute. I won't look cute without the beanie.
You're crazy.
During the course of the subsequent investigation, the officer found additional evidence to suggest that the man had been operating the vehicle while under the influence. Mm. He was then placed under arrest and charged with DUI. So they have like a little checklist going of what to check for.
Is there a door here?
That needs kicking in?
Somebody resisting arrest. I need these things.
On Friday, January 12th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for traveling 48 miles per hour in a 30 mile per hour zone on Butler Avenue.
Those are the people I want them to pop. Those people come flying by you and you're doing your speed limit and they're
I do the speed limit. You know I do.
That's the only place you do
I
the
do,
speed limit.
But I do it.
You would drive past a Georgia State Patrol headquarters office going 85 miles an hour in a 40.
That's true.
But on Tybee Island, you have too much respect for the people here because they will just pull you.
I know
you.
They're going to get me.
They don't care. They'll pull you over.
They will.
And rightfully so.
While talking with the driver, the officer noticed that his eyes were bloodshot and that he slurred his words as he spoke. The officer was also able to smell an odor similar to that of an alcoholic drink emitting from within the vehicle. When asked, the driver admitted to having, quote, two beers, so he listens to the show.
I wonder how this turns out.
It didn't work out for him, though.
It doesn't seem to have worked out for anybody.
It doesn't. After refusing to participate in standardized field sobriety testing, the driver was placed under arrest. An inventory of his vehicle prior to it being towed from the scene revealed 5 open containers of alcohol. Why are they all?
Well, now, to be fair, he only said he drank 2. He didn't say.
So
it doesn't
mean full?
That there
they're just open
other
and full?
Containers. He just ain't got to them yet.
He's working on it.
Probably what it is, yeah.
The man was then charged with speeding, expired registration, open container, and DUI. So he also had the expired registration.
Whoops. Turns out I didn't have a license.
I guess he had one of those.
Or maybe I did have a license. I just didn't register my car. It's hard to keep track of all this stuff when you've been drinking, officer.
We also should probably make sure our registration is not expired. I need to go look at the car.
You need to get your life in order. Instead of figuring out how to like dust off the top of fan blades, maybe you should figure out if we're violating any motor vehicle laws.
I really should. On Sunday, January 14th, one of our officers stopped a vehicle for having both a defective headlight and taillight. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's a double whammy.
During the course of the investigation, the officer learned that the driver's license had been surrendered. Well, that's one way.
That sounds even more serious and suspended.
It does.
Does that mean that they just gave it to him? Like, I don't need this anymore. I'm driving on Tybee Island.
He also learned that the vehicle's registration was suspended due to the fact that it was not insured. So it was just a snowball effect on this guy.
Sounds like it.
The driver was then placed under arrest and charged with defective equipment, suspended registration, no insurance, and no driver's license.
Well, it sounds like he was going for all the hat trick. He was trying to score all the points.
It's just shocking that so many people drive. I mean, take away the drunken parts. Yeah. But I mean, like just driving without headlights, taillights, tag lights, registration, insurance, all the basics.
Bunch of warrants.
I just mean like the normal people should have, even if they're like, but.
Can you imagine me knowingly and willfully operating a motor vehicle
with even a tag light? You know,
if
even
one of my headlights is burnt out, I'd be like, "That's something you could get pulled over for and get ticketed." Because I assume it's a safety violation. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'd be like, I would be freaking out, and the officer's pulling me over, and it's just a minor thing. Mm-hmm. But I'd be like, "It turns out I did do it. I did it. It's my fault. I'll just put my wrists out and I'll say, take me away, bury me under the jail."
And they'll be like, "Sir, do you have a license?" And you hand them a valid license and you're still like apologizing.
I'm still sitting there sweating. Did I renew my license? Do I actually have some felonious materials in my vehicle that I forgot about?
That's my wife's.
All right, look, I was holding this vial of pills for someone else. And this AK-47, I have no idea how that got in here.
So it's really cold this past week, but it's going to start warming up. So I imagine the blotter will start heating up too.
Yeah, it's people in hibernation unless they, you know, have been plowed with alcohol and, you know, just completely devoid of licenses and registrations. But the people that aren't quite as scared of the cold weather are going to be showing up, and it probably will get a little bit more lively.
Mm-hmm. I expect great things in 2024.
Great things. Now, we
come on,
don't
people.
Want no serious crimes, but no, I tell you what.
Just make it interesting.
I would like to see one or two more episodes a month or so of officers kicking doors in half.
And I want to see what the juveniles are going to be up to this year.
I'm just hoping to see
nothing
the
dangerous.
Resurgence of the lady. And we know who the lady is. I'm assuming she was in white. Because every single woman we talk about in the ghost stories are always wearing white, except for the handful of them that wear red.
Yeah.
But I see her as more of a wearing white kind of person as she knocks over Porta Johns at the campground.
Wearing like cut off jean shorts and a tank top with a cigarette.
And some Marlboros wrapped up in the sleeve, you know, with a perm that's pulled back in a ponytail.
Yeah.
That's how you see it.
That's more what I'm saying.
It would totally make sense.
Yeah.
And before we go, we'd like to remind you that we are having our game giveaway where you can win our copy of Hunt a Killer Mystery at
Hunter's Lodge.
At Hunter's Lodge. Between the two of us, we get the name right occasionally.
I'm always messing it up.
So don't forget to go enter that giveaway. You can do that for free if you go to our website. At the top of the page, there's a link you can click to take you right to the form. We're planning on giving that away on our February 4th episode, I think. So
yeah, you're running out of time.
Go enter into that.
Get those entries in.
And you could win that. And we'll even maybe stick a few stickers in it and maybe an autograph picture.
Oh, we could autograph it.
Of the dog. An autograph picture of the dog.
Who's currently like having a dream or mouth shaking.
I mean, nobody wants our autographs, but the dog. I mean,
look at her face.
She's like freaking out. I wish I had my camera here. I'd video it. It's like sort of disturbing. So that brings us to the end of this week's episode of the Tybee Island Police Blotter. Thank you for tuning in, and make sure to check out our Patreon, as we said earlier, to get bonus content, to get ad-free content, and to hear our episodes a few days earlier, where you can sign up to get the new episodes on Fridays instead of Sundays. So check that out at patreon.com
patreon.com/scarySavannah, or you can go to our website and click on the tab that says Patreon.
And Patreon really helps us out with the costs of producing this show.
Yep, it
sure
does.
Coffee costs and such.
Yeah, and the dog's having a seizure right now, so we might need to take her to the vet, and that might add up to the costs of doing business too, you know?
It could.
So, Crystal, bye.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me to say something.
But we haven't come up with anything to say for the police blotter, so I don't even know.
Well, let's just go kick down some doors.
I'm going to kick a door in half. I ain't kicking it down.
Okay.
What the heck are you thinking?
Thank you.